The following comes to UMN Radio from the Voice of America.
Hi, everyone. I'm David Byrd, and here's a look at what's happening in entertainment. It's been more than 16 years since the 2001 terrorist attacks in the United States. Henry Ridgwell takes us to an art exhibit in London that looks at art in the age of terror.
The exhibition opens with 912 front page by German artist Hans-Peter Feldmann, 151 newspaper front pages published the day after the terror attacks.
In the internet age, you know, we're bombarded with images and that feeds into how artists respond as well. And the fact that we're so readily informed about global events and that the access to that information is so immediate feeds into how artists research and how artists respond.
Several of the works are provocative. Fellow German Fabian Knecht wore a suit covered in dust that had been worn by a survivor of a suicide bomb attack in Iraq and filmed himself walking through the streets of New York, an echo of the survivors of 9/11. British brothers Jake and Dinos Chapman aimed to address the continuation of violent conflict using mounds of plastic Nazi figurines to evoke the World Trade Center Twin Towers. Indian artist Jitish Kalat offers a humorous take on the ubiquitous increased security checks since 9/11. Ai Weiwei, the Chinese artist who has faced constant persecution from Beijing, has a modern twist on the ancient marble sculpture with a model of a CCTV camera.
It gives the visitor a chance to take a moment of contemplation as they walk through the show, and it also reflects this continuing state of emergency that the world has been in since 9/11.
Among the most powerful works is this one by London-based Syrian artist Harare Sarkissian, who left his home country in 2008 and has watched from afar as Syria is consumed by civil war. Sarkissian constructed a perfect model of his Damascus family home, where his parents still live, and filmed himself destroying it with a sledgehammer.
I still, until now, I have this constant fear that something will happen whenever my parents call me. Or they don't call me, I always start worrying. Because of this constant fear that I have in my head, I just wanted to break it. How to get rid of the fear with breaking the model, let's say.
The curators hope the exhibition offers a modern update on the long relationship between conflict and art. Henry Ridgwell for VOA News, London.
To see video of this story, visit voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That was a program from the Voice of America.